Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I'm Adam Minahan, and thanks for tuning in once again. This is actually the lucky number 13, the Baker's Dozen, if you will. We appreciate you tuning in. If you guys check us out on Facebook, we have iTunes podcast now. Go there and rate us. If you would, give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, you don't have to rate us at all. Or go to Dave's Facebook page and tell him how much you don't like this show. But so thanks again so much for tuning in. We have a special edition this go around. Dave is actually gone on vacation, and so I have a fill-in guest with me. His name is Mr. Ken Henderson, and he is a man of a man, and I'm super excited to have him on the show today. Ken, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Before we get going, though, Ken, I'm sure you're aware you're a Catholic Man Show listener. We have to get the warning out of the way.
Absolutely.
Because we don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
So Dave normally does this. Last time I did it, I got a B- from Dave. I've been practicing, so hopefully, hopefully I can do it a little bit better.
We'll see how it goes.
Warning. If you are susceptible to high levels of manliness, you may need to turn this off or give it to somebody else to have them transcribe our script for you so it's not harmful to your health. We are manly men. We talk about manly things. We have manly drinks, manly items, manly gear, manly topics, and we don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
So, if you are susceptible to high levels of manliness, you have been warned.
Absolutely.
And you can't sue us.
We don't want anybody getting hurt.
No, not at all. So, Ken, thanks for subbing in for Dave.
Hey, you're welcome.
You have been a friend of both Dave and I's for many years.
Absolutely.
In fact, I can't even... I was a young pup whenever I first met you. I think I was probably, 12 maybe?
Right around there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, but Ken actually hosts one of our groups that we've talked about in the past, a Pint, Pipe, and Cross group, a men group that we attend that we talk about. It's a Bible study for men. You want to tell us a little bit about it, Ken?
Absolutely. You know, we get together once a month. And we pick a topic. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, the letter of Romans, and we just kind of go through a chapter at a time, and we just apply that to our lives. You know, we get together as men, and usually we bring, we ask the guys to bring a couple of pints of beer.
Right.
Whether it's a homebrewed beer or a craft brewery or microbrewed beer.
Ken, you are great at brewing beer.
You're
a brew master. In fact, it really would have been good if we would have had one of your self-brews for the man beverage this go around.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that until just now. But
I'll have to supply you and Davey with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we get together and we smoke cigars and or pipes or whatever, and just have a good time. You know, communicating with each other, sharing our faith with each other, and having a great discussion, and it just helps our build our faith a lot.
Absolutely. In fact, it's a ecumenical group.
It is, absolutely,
which is a lot of fun because we get a lot of different different people with different ideas, different theological ideas, and we get to hash it out. And that's actually really good in our society today. If you don't agree with us, then I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You're not my friend.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And this isn't how our group is. It's very free thinking. You know, there's a lot. It's very open minded, and it is thought provoking. It's a thought provoking conversation,
absolutely,
which I really appreciate. In fact, I think that G.K. Chesterton would definitely approve of our group.
I concur. I really do.
So anyway, we appreciate you guys tuning in. If this is the first time that you've ever tuned into the Catholic Man Show, welcome. Three things that we do. Every man show, we have a manly beverage, then we have a man gear, then we have a man topic. So, without further ado, we're going to crack into the man beverage. And, Ken, I'm actually going to let you open it because I'm going to talk just a little bit before we before we do it.
That's great.
Because I do want to mention, I had a great conversation with a priest in the Oklahoma City Diocese recently who is a Catholic Man Show fan and listener.
Wow.
But he brought up a great point. For all the newcomers who are listening to the show, we did this at the very beginning of the show's a couple of episodes, but we haven't done it recently. So we don't advocate. There's a lot of men out here with addictions, with vices.
Absolutely.
And in no way, shape, or form are we advocating any type of sin And we don't want to be insensitive to anybody who struggles with I think alcoholism is something that every family struggles with. You know, everybody's been affected by it in one way, shape, or another.
Right.
And in no way are we trying to be insensitive or advocating not being moderate,
right.
Moderation, right. Having moderation. So we enjoy the finer things in life that God has given us, and we do it in moderation because that glorifies God.
Right.
And so if drinking is a vice of yours, if alcoholism is a vice, then it is a very manly thing to know your vice and know thyself and stay away from that temptation.
Totally agree. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So what we do is we drink it in a, we actually drink, this one is a bourbon whiskey, and we're going to drink it in a Glencairn glass, which is the only way to drink whiskey in my opinion. And so tell them what the whiskey is.
It's a Colorado whiskey, named Stranahan's. And, this one's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a 94 proof, so it's got a nice color to it.
Yes.
And I love the label on it. It's a small batch.
Yeah, small batch whiskey. Yeah, yeah. In fact, I think they only make 10 to 12 barrels at a time. And I picked it up actually in Kansas. I was driving for business and picked it up in Kansas and thought, man, this would be a great opportunity. So, Ken, without further ado, we are on the Lord's team, the winning side. So raise your glass.
Cheers to Jesus.
Cheers to Jesus and our mother. May we live with him forever.
Amen.
And that is a great, it really is a great whiskey. Ken, I would say that for being 94 proof, it is extremely smooth.
It is.
What were your thoughts on the sniffer?
You know, a lot of vanilla hit me right at the very beginning.
Immediately,
you know, it's just a lot of vanilla as it just comes right out of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I taste that as soon as I put it to my lips too, vanilla and the oak, a little bit of an oak to it. And I also pick up a little bit of a, you know, mouth feel of like honey, you know, just a little bit of a, you know, that type of a feel to my mouth. It's really a really nice whiskey.
It is actually a little complex.
Mm-hmm.
We drink our whiskeys here neat.
Right.
Which is how we prefer it. I wouldn't think that if you had on the rocks, I don't think you'd have as much of the complexity come out in this whiskey.
Mm-mm.
I agree with you on the palate. It's very oaky,
yes.
You know, and then at the finish is a spicy kind of peppercorn, finish to
right.
it,
yeah.
But it's really nice because it's kind of a sweet oak and then a spice.
Yeah. That's what I think I really like about that. You know, it's not, you know, just right off the bat, you know, kind of hit you in the face, but it's got a nice, come at you with a smooth kind of sweetness to it, and then you finish off, and it's got that kind of a spiciness to it. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I highly recommend it. It's pretty good. And like I said, the Glencairn glass is what we're drinking it out of today. That was actually one of our man gears.
A few weeks ago.
Weeks ago, my mom got them for me actually for my birthday, and it's really great to be able to. Be able to smell the whiskey beforehand.
Yeah.
It's a nice handle. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it a lot.
Yeah.
So, I can't say enough good things about it. I actually was kind of worried that I wasn't going to like it at first. I didn't, when I bought it, I didn't even realize that it was 90, I didn't look to see the proof.
Right.
And when I opened it, I realized, oh, this is 94 proof. We better be careful. You know, hopefully it's not too strong, not a kick in the mouth.
Right. Yeah.
But it really isn't.
No, for 94 proof, I'm actually surprised that it's not, you know, not much more a kick. To
yeah.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really smooth.
It is really
and
smooth.
And normally, I'm not a huge bourbon drinker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like scotch, single malt.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
That's Dave and I's go-to as well.
But this one's actually really nice.
Yeah, it really is. In fact, I think I read on the tasting notes that it actually is more tasting like a scotch than a bourbon because it doesn't have that rye taste to it like a lot of bourbons do.
Right. Yeah.
So, hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Did you know that we're now on Breadbox Media?
That is awesome.
Yes.
That is really awesome.
So, Breadbox Media is a online Catholic radio stream, and we are now on both their podcasts. So, you can go to breadboxmedia.com, check them out there. But this show is also aired on Breadbox Media at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 4 p.m. Central.
That's amazing.
So that's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
But if you're in Tulsa or Oklahoma, you can listen to us on St. Michael Catholic Radio, Thursdays at 7.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun. The Breadbox Media Group is a pretty cool group. They have a lot of really cool podcasters, a lot of really cool radio hosts.
Yeah, they do.
But you also have a blog. Tell them a little bit about your blog.
Well, it kind of stemmed off of our group, right, mm-hmm. that we have once a month. And it's just the pipeandcross, .wordpress.com, right? So, I don't have a domain out there. But usually the topics I'm writing on are things we've discussed in our group.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of expand upon that a lot. Or things that happen in the world are happening at the world. I don't post on it as much as I, would like to, but,
Well, you do have kids.
I do.
Yes. So yeah. Tell them a little bit about your wife and kids.
Yeah. So I have a wife. We've been married for 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her, because she's definitely a saint to put up with the likes of me.
I know that feeling.
Just you wait. Three children.
Uh-huh.
I've got a 17-year-old, my oldest boy, a girl who's 14, and my youngest son who's 11. So
you're about to go through a lot of fun teenage years.
Yeah. Well, it's begun.
It's begun.
Oh, yeah.
So stick around, because afterwards we're going to go into our man gear. So we're on the Lord's team, the winning side. So raise your glass. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I'm Adam Minahan, and I am sitting here actually today with my bud Ken Henderson. If you're just tuning in, Dave Niles, who is normally my co-host, is on vacation right now, so you are stuck with Ken and I.
Well, I gotta say, Dave is missing out.
Dave is missing out. He's gonna be upset he's missing out on this, because we're sipping on a little bit of Stranahan's Colorado whiskey that I got out of state. I don't know if you can actually pick it up in Tulsa. I was told that you cannot, but you know how that is. Everybody wants to make it exclusive even if it's not. So
right.
I'm not gonna make that definitive statement, because I don't want any hate mail coming my way, but it's a really good whiskey. It's very smooth. Like we said, it's a sweet at the end, or at the beginning, an oaky at the middle, and then a kind of a peppercorn, peppery spice at the end. It's really good.
Yeah.
But Ken, before we had the break, you were talking a little bit more about your blog,
right.
Your family.
Yeah.
Just kind of touch base on how this blog started, because you have an awesome story. I mean, your story is very unique.
Right.
So, for the listeners, give them just like, okay, so this is a elevator pitch of who Ken Henderson is in your journey.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I had a conversion. I'm a convert,
mm-hmm.
in 2002. And I immediately, like a year after that, started giving talks,
mm-hmm.
and I started going across the country, and I was on EWTN.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on The Journey Home. I've been on the Life on the Rock, been on my girlfriend, my sister's, Teresa Tomeo's, her show,
mm-hmm.
Been on Catholic Answers. So, I've been on, several of the shows. But I think this is going to, I went to a point where it was really putting a strain on my relationship and on myself. So I had to pull back,
mm-hmm.
on that. Which is
super manly.
Email,
because,
yeah.
I mean, that had to be tough, Ken,
yeah.
because here you are, you just fell in love with the faith,
yeah.
you just converted, and you're having success. You're going around, the country, you're kind of, speaking, you're on EWTN. This is kind of like this emotional high points,
yeah.
for you,
right.
spiritual high points for you.
Yeah.
And how manly is it for you to take a step back and realize, even though this has been good, this isn't maybe the best for my family. Maybe
yeah.
you need to step away.
Well, it may not have been that manly at the moment, right? I think the Lord hit me in the head with a 2x4 and said, "Hey, you need to back off."
Right.
You know.
Well, that's normally how he does it, right?
Yeah.
That's actually how I pray. Tom Peterson, who's the Coming Home Network.
Right.
He says his prayer is, Lord, hit me with a 2x4 on their head so I know exactly what you want.
Right. I know, we're, hey, you know, we're guys, and so we don't always get the message right away.
Yeah, we're not what we call observant at times.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, go ahead.
So, you know, but still, I know the importance of men getting together and sharing their faith and holding each other up and sharpening each other, right, as Scripture says, you know, mm-hmm. iron sharpens iron. Because I know I can't get through this life without messing up. Mm-hmm. You know, if I go by myself and I start walking along by myself, I'm going to fall flat on my face.
At this point, Dave would be like, I can't relate. If Dave was here, he'd be like, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm not near as humble as David. So. But, so, you know, so that's why, you know, well, you know, you and Davey actually came to me and prompted that. I remember you guys were like coming to me and say, hey, Ken, we need to really start this group up. And I'm like going, oh, you know, well, maybe we should do that.
Yeah.
You know, so we got together and started forming. So the core members of this group are Davey, Adam, and myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we started meeting at, you know, Fox and Hound here locally or whatever. And mm-hmm. then we started pulling it into our house, my house.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's just important. It's important for us to get together and mm-hmm. really share our faith and really bond with one another and share our common journey, really. I mean, mm-hmm. we have a common journey.
Right.
And even though we live individual lives, we're not separate.
Right.
Really. I
right.
mean, nobody is experiencing anything that somebody else hasn't already experienced.
Right.
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 I mean, it's just not happening.
Right. Yeah. It's like you're not that special.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There's people that are going through what you've gone through already.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, it's important, you know, that we have each other there and have each other, you know, we pick each other up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm struggling with this. Adam, mm-hmm. I'm really struggling with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I need your prayers. I need your help.
It's all about men being like holding each other accountable.
Yeah.
I think men, like, we thrive on accountability.
Yeah.
We thrive on making, like, we succeed the most when we have like-minded people around us
right.
that keep us focused on Christ.
Yeah.
So
and that's just it. We got to stay focused.
Yep. So, okay, it's time. It's time for the man gear.
All right.
So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the man gear of this week is the ice cream maker.
What?
Yes. Which you actually were the one who put that idea out there, which I actually love.
Well,
I love that idea.
I gotta give credit where credit is due, and it was actually Michelle, my wife. You know, we were talking about it.
Typical.
Says,
good ideas coming
right,
from our wives.
Right.
You know,
yep.
I mean, that's
absolutely.
Very typical.
Yep, absolutely. But she said, no, ice cream makers. It's mm-hmm. summertime.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's
like,
hot.
Guys,
if you're
not in Oklahoma and you're listening,
it's hot.
It is really, really hot.
It's like 100+.
Yeah. So, but I love that. It's immediately when you told me that, like, I instantly gravitated towards it because as, you know, growing up as a kid, my dad always made homemade ice cream for special events like 4th of July.
Yep.
When we had a family reunion, he always made, you know, homemade ice cream. Banana homemade ice cream is what he always went with.
That?
And it's just, it's a lot of fun.
It gives you memories as a kid.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. You know, I mean, here I'm talking about it now.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I remember just, you know, being friends with the Niles family, Davey's, mm-hmm. Davey's parents,
mm-hmm.
and going over to his house, his mom and dad's house on 4th of July, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of make it an annual thing.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July at the Niles house is a sight to behold.
Yes, it is.
But we'd take the family over there, right? And I remember Anna, his mom, would bring out the hand crank ice cream maker.
Right.
Not the electric deal, right?
No.
But the hand cranker, right?
Right.
And everybody gets a crank, you know, gets to crank it for good 5 minutes or more, right? Everybody gets to participate, and there's like, I don't know, 30 people at this house, you know.
Right.
But everybody gets a crank, you know, gets to crank it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets to participate.
Right.
Everybody gets to share.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
It's really cool because when you think of summertime, you think of ice cream.
Yeah.
Men love ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know any man that doesn't like ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a perfect man gear for us today. And like you mentioned, the hand crank is kind of a special deal compared to, you know, I've seen the electric ones nowadays where you get to kind of just leave it, you know, turn it on and leave it going.
Yeah.
Check on it every hour or so.
Yeah. I mean,
but the hand crank is one that's, I think it shows, it teaches your sons.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it teaches them, you know, to be, that you have to work hard for something.
Right.
And I think, I just like the idea of the memory that you have with your sons or daughters or your, just yeah. your children that you can create with the hand crank.
Yeah, there's something special about, yeah. you know, sitting down and cranking that ice cream. You know, I mean, you know, it has its place too, but I think there's something special about cranking it rather than just plugging it in and pulling out the ice cream.
Yeah, because it just like, for some reason, it just tastes better.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
you work, have to
you
work.
You worked hard
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, and it just tastes better. What's your favorite ice cream?
Oh, gosh. Well, if I'm making it,
yeah.
vanilla, maybe throw some cherries in there, some black
yes.
cherry. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I'm a big cherry fan as well.
Yeah. yeah.
My dad always did the banana, so I'm partial to the banana one. We grew up, and he'd always take those ripe bananas and yeah. throw it in there. And then, you know, if you wanted to, you can throw the chocolate on top.
Yeah,
It doesn't get much better than
my
that.
My kids know. Dad's going to like the fruit, right? The
right.
cherry, the raspberry, the
yeah.
strawberry.
Yeah. Right. It's really good. It's really good. But this kind of bleeds in, Ken, to our topic today. I really liked it. A lot of times Dave and I aren't very creative. You're a creative guy. Like, you're a graphic design guy. I mean, you're a creative guy. We've leaned on you a lot recently, for your creativity. Cause as you can tell, the Catholic Man Show isn't like a super creative name.
Oh.
But, I liked this because it bleeds into our topic.
Right.
It's a great segue into our topic today, which is a topic that is, a must for men.
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
your shirt
is awesome. By the way, I'm going to take a picture and we'll post it on there, but his shirt says, be a man on the front. And then on the back, it says, go to mass. I mean, that is a sweet shirt. But the topic is super manly. It's a super manly topic, and it's one that every single man can relate to. There's not a single man here on this earth that can't relate to this.
Absolutely not.
And I'll let you know what? As the host, I'm going to let you, as the guest, introduce the topic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, like, no, that's just how nice of a guy I am.
You are.
go ahead.
Well, our topic this week is on perseverance,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
mm-hmm.
Persevering in our faith, persevering in our relationships with our marriage, and persevering in being a dad, and all that takes mm-hmm. perseverance. But really, it all ties together with perseverance in our faith. And what guy, you know, has ever gone through life not feeling like they just want to give up?
Right.
Yeah, but we can't, right?
Nope.
We cannot give up. Just like that ice cream maker, right?
Right.
If you give up halfway through cranking that ice cream, what you going to have?
A soup.
Yeah, milk.
Yeah,
right?
You're going to have a bunch of, milky, yeah.
cold, milky goop.
Right, that's exactly right.
But you crank it, and you crank it, and you crank it, and it takes perseverance to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But you finally get there, and what do you got? You got the nice, creamy,
delicious ice cream.
The reward. And that's what our Lord is calling us to, right? He wants us to persevere. He wants us to keep on going and finish the race. As Paul said, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to finish that race.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to keep our eyes on the prize, right?
So is this analogy equivalent to eating the ice cream is heaven?
I think so.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. This, you thought it couldn't be done. You didn't think it could be done. An analogy of eating ice cream equals heaven. We did it here on the Catholic Man Show.
Amen.
So we'll be right back. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side. So raise your glass. Tune in. Check us out on Facebook. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I'm Adam Minahan, here raising my glass with Ken Henderson. Cheers, my friend. Cheers to Jesus.
Cheers to Jesus.
And to Our Lady. Guys, I gotta do a little housekeeping real quick. Catholic Imagery on Instagram gave us a shout out. He gave us a welcoming to all of his followers to check us out. So if you're on Instagram, check out Catholic Imagery. We appreciate it very much for the shout out and for the kind words. It's always nice to get feedback and people who agree with what we're doing and, you know, are excited about it. It's always cool to get feedback. So, thank you, Catholic Imagery on Instagram. Also, if you guys are just tuning in, Rosalie Contrite, She has a podcast called This Catholic Life. And she has a sweet, sweet story as well. She was an atheist that turned into a contrite Catholic, is how she puts it. But she invited us onto her podcast, and we did a segment with her talking about authentic masculinity. So you can go and check her out on her podcast. You can go to breadboxmedia.com and check that out. And then also, we did a spot with Timothy Putnam on Outside the Walls, who's a friend of you and I's.
Right, right.
He was a family life service director for the diocese here in Tulsa for 4 years. And we actually, Dave and I were the ones that told him he had to start a show. And we didn't even give him an option. We just told him, hey, you're starting a show. So check him out as well, Outside the Walls with Timothy Putnam. And then you can also download our podcast. It makes it way easier for everybody. Then go to iTunes, check us out. Just search The Catholic Man Show, and it'll pull right up. So anyway, Ken, before we listen to the sweet commercials that Dave and I handcrafted ourselves, if you're on the podcast, you didn't listen to any of them. But if you're listening live, the sweet commercials that we put together for our listeners. Before that, we were talking about our man topic, the manly topic of perseverance.
Right.
So, how it works? Do you think that we did anything to receive the gift of faith?
I know I didn't.
I know all men, every single person on this earth did not.
No. I mean, when the gift of faith hit me, I didn't even believe in Jesus at the moment. Right? Mm-hmm. It was a light switch that went off on me, mm-hmm. and just said, "Hey, I'm here," mm-hmm. you know. And I mean, I was, you know, I've told you this, but you know, the listeners haven't heard this, but mm-hmm. I was living a pagan. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was seriously a pagan. Like, mm-hmm. You know. No, not just
a not like a nun, not like N-O-N-E.
Yeah, no,
but like a pagan, right?
Right. And having serious issues with my marriage, and it was all falling apart.
Mm-hmm. And you dabbled in Buddhism for a little while.
Yeah, I did that for a while. I mean, I was doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So you know, it was an amazing thing, mm-hmm. to have the Lord just turn on the light switch in my heart and just give me the eyes to be able to see, mm-hmm. the truth, mm-hmm. right? And that's just it, right? You know, to give me the eyes to see the truth, mm-hmm. and it changes your life.
Yeah, it's like seek and you shall find,
right.
Knock and the door shall be open to you.
Absolutely.
And even if you don't know Jesus, like you didn't really know Jesus at that time.
No.
But you were seeking truth. You were open to the truth.
Yep.
And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the lie,
right.
light. And so he was able to work.
He was.
You like cracked open the door.
Yep.
And he like, with his Jesus sandal, kicked the door in and said, I'm here now.
Yep. Yeah. No, I mean, I remember, you know, I was in tears when he came to me.
Yeah.
And just said, you know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I would die for you, mm-hmm. even if you were the only person who needed it.
Yep. When I heard your conversion story, you can go on EWTN. You can go check it out and just look up Ken Henderson, and it pops up. Yeah. Even on YouTube, I think I did that earlier. Was you could just type in Ken Henderson.
Journey Home.
Journey Home. Mm-hmm. And check out your conversion story. But when I heard it the first time, it was one quote hit me from St. Augustine that said, to fall in love with God is the greatest romance, to seek him, the greatest adventure, to find him, the greatest human achievement.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like, pow, right in your face. I mean, how true is that?
It's so true, you know.
So as men, we receive the faith, mm-hmm. as a free gift that we did absolutely nothing to deserve.
Right.
Which is a common misconception probably for some Protestants on Catholics. I think that that's safe to say. I don't want to, when you say Protestants, it's like you don't want to group them all together. Yeah. That's not what we're trying to do. Right. But for some, that there's a misconception that, you know, we don't think that it was a free gift.
Right. Which we have to work our way to heaven.
Right. And we cannot say that faith was that we earned it, because we've infinitely offended God. One, sin infinitely offends God because he's the eternal God.
Right.
So there's no way that we could do that.
No.
But we're talking about perseverance here. And so it's the responsibility, Ken, of once you have that faith, mm-hmm. to persevere in that faith.
It is. I mean, Paul talks about it all the time.
Right. Right?
I mean, he wouldn't have said it in, you know, divinely inspired scripture if it wasn't something we needed to do.
Right.
And so it's something that we need to cultivate, right? Because it's not just, I say this prayer and I'm saved, and now I don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we're persevering. And he talks about there's going to be times when you're going to be tested, and there's times when it's going to be hard, and there's times when it's going to be, you're going to feel like just laying there in the dirt and giving up.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't. We can't give
right.
up. We can't give up at all.
Mm-mm.
Once you have the fire of faith, once you have your eyes opened, then it's a matter of...
what you do. It's a matter...
Yeah.
You're now held responsible.
Right. Right. I mean, I've given you a gift. Now, what are you going to do with it?
Right. It's the whole Jesus and the talents.
Right. Right. Yep. You know, are you going to go take it and bury it?
Right.
Or are you going to go take it out and do something with it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Your life. You've been given a free gift.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just take that gift and hide it away, but actually go out and live the life I've been giving you to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what, you know, that's what Jesus wants us to do.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, that's why St. Paul says, you know, you have to fight the good fight.
Right.
You have to run to finish the race.
Yep.
You have to, you know, persevere to the end. Work out your salvation through fear and trembling.
Correct.
I mean, if we didn't work out our salvation through fear and trembling, if it was just a one-time deal, Ken,
right.
we wouldn't what is there to fear and tremble?
Yeah, I could just kick back and sail to heaven.
Right.
Right.
But that's not what St. Paul says.
No. No, and it, you know, I mean, anybody knows we're gonna struggle, and we're gonna have trials and tribulations.
Dave may not struggle.
Well, he might not.
I mean, he may not struggle, but
he's an exception to the rule,
right? But most men,
yeah,
struggle.
Right, they do.
Right,
yeah. We all. I mean,
we all do.
Even Davey would struggle.
We won't tell him. We won't tell him. We don't want to break his humility.
Right. But, you know, so it is. It's very important to understand that we all face the same trials and tribulations. We all are going to be tempted. We're all going to, you know, even in our relationships, in our marriages, you know, we need to persevere and work through it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people, I think, get married these days. And they think it's just going to be this, you know, storybook romance and
notebook type of fairy tale,
right? And it's not like that.
Mm-mm.
And it takes a manly man, really, to realize that I've been given a gift. And in this case, my wife is a gift. She's a gift to me. I tell her that probably not as often as I should, but she's a gift to me because she brings out the best in me. And she also points out the worst in me. And
True.
Yeah. All right.
And which is sometimes like a with men, you know, typically we're kind of a prideful.
Yeah.
And we don't necessarily see. It's very easy. It's like you can point out somebody else's weaknesses, but it's very hard to pull out the plank in your eye.
Right.
But
I think in this case, spouses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think God gives us those spouses to us. You know, our wives to us. To be able to show us where our weaknesses are. We joke around, but my wife and I say to each other, I'm your hair shirt, right? So a hair shirt, if you don't know what a hair shirt is what the old saints used to wear to mortify themselves, right?
Yes.
To go into mortification but we point out, we bring out each other's great things and we bring out each other's worst weaknesses,
yeah,
right?
Which is sometimes not easy to take.
No, it's not.
But as men, being able to see that and accept, you know, a lot of times men are very closed off to constructive criticisms.
Yeah.
It's very easy to say, nope, I'm done, you know, walk away,
right.
Closed-minded. But when your wives do point something out like that, that I think it takes a man
it does.
To realize this may be something that I really do need to work on.
If you're running away from your weaknesses... that's not very manly.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not manly at all.
No.
So I agree with you. My wife is just a living saint, like your wife. I mean, I think all of our wives, both yours and Dave's, I know we're all very lucky. We all married up big time.
Yeah, we did.
And so we're all, but all of our wives are very, very saintly women. But God does that, I think, to complement our strengths and weaknesses, to
absolutely.
Make sure that we're persevering, to make sure that we're not, that we know what
right.
we have to work on.
Right, right. Right, which you know, it would be a shame if we gave up on that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's I think it's really important that mm-hmm. we, you know, even, I can't tell you how many times that Michelle and I have struggled
mm-hmm.
and thought, oh my gosh, why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get through that hurdle.
Right.
And hit a reprieve.
And it just goes back yeah. to, like, to be a man. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Absolutely.
And that you can take that into the spiritual realm. As a man,
yeah.
we are called to get back up, to dust ourselves off,
right.
and keep our eyes focused
yep.
on God.
Right. Right. So, the only thing to do.
Yep. So after this break, we're going to come back and we're going to give some practical things to do to keep persevering.
Amen.
We're on the Lord's team, the winning side. So raise your glass. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side. So raise your glass. And today, we're actually raising our glass full of Stranahan's Colorado whiskey, which has been just a delight.
Great.
I mean, it's been a great whiskey. Yeah. And then our man gear of the day, or of the week, is a hand crank ice cream maker, which, what man doesn't like ice cream?
Right.
I mean,
share it with your kids and your family.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
And our main topic for today is perseverance, one that every man has to strive for.
Absolutely.
And before the during the break, we were doing some manly things, and we're talking about some manly men.
Yeah.
Manly men.
Manly men.
And you had thrown out a quote from a very manly man.
Yes.
And so I throw.
Well, you know,
share it with us,
Adam. I like the early church fathers. A
yes.
lot.
In fact, that is what helped you get into the church.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was the early church fathers that showed me that the Catholic Church was the one true church that Jesus Christ founded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just it.
Right.
So, and one of my favorite saints, Saint Cyprian of Carthage, and he says, it's so fitting with what we're going through today, what toil we must endure, what fatigue, while we are attempting to climb hills and the summits of mountains, what that we may ascend to heaven. If you consider the promised reward, what you endure is less. Immortality is given to the one who perseveres. Everlasting life is offered. The Lord promises his kingdom.
Boom.
Boom.
And it's like, you know, Ken, when we talked earlier this week and we were kind of throwing around ideas to talk about,
right.
and one of them was perseverance.
Yep.
And we said, okay, well, let's pray on it.
Right.
And then it just so happened that the Sunday reading
yeah.
for last Sunday
yeah.
was on nothing but perseverance.
Right.
And, you know, even in the first reading,
yeah.
you know,
right.
I mean, it was all about,
yeah,
you know, with Abraham.
Abraham's
and,
going
and,
like, come on,
yeah.
50, 40,
he was really doing
30.
A great sales job with God.
That, how about 10?
Yeah, that is a man right there, being able to do a little sales job with the Lord. I don't advise doing that. I think you have to be pretty in tuned with what you got going on
right.
To do that. But, yeah, with Abraham, you know, with Sodom, and he was saying, well, what about 40 people? There's 40 yeah. just people. What right. about 30? What about 20? He did
okay.
a really good job.
10?
Yeah, 10? Can we go 10? Yeah. Is that good? Are we good? Yeah. So perseverance is clearly a big thing. It's highlighted in the Bible many, yeah. many times.
Absolutely.
And we've kind of gone over that, but let's go over what it looks like on a day-to-day basis, Ken.
Mm.
How we do this on a day-to-day. So when we were talking about this earlier, it was just very clear the first and probably the most one of the toughest things for men is to admit they're wrong.
Admit you made a mistake.
Right. And yeah. so when you admit that mistake, what do you have to do?
You have to confess it.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to go. Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's in Scripture.
Right.
Right. We and our confession is going to someone who can forgiveness. And,
right. John 20:23.
Right. So we go to priests and
mm-hmm.
we go to confess it
mm-hmm.
every time.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's so important
mm-hmm.
because you get the healing that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And we all are broken.
Right.
Every single one of us are broken.
Right.
There's not a single person out there that's not broken.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go and get that confession. And at confession, we're going to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Right? We're getting a healing. We're getting that medicinal help that we need mm-hmm. for our soul.
Right.
I mean, that's just it.
And I love that analogy because, one, I think it's just very important for men as a family man mm-hmm. to go into confession first, for your wife to see that you're asking for forgiveness, for your kids to see that you're going in first, setting the example to ask for forgiveness. Yeah. But I like the analogy of the doctor, because I think I heard this somewhere. This isn't my analogy, but you know, when you walk into confession, you know, if you have both a hangnail and an arm that's out of socket, you know, don't ask for forgiveness on the hangnail first.
Yeah.
You know, get your arm socket back into joint right. and then worry about the smaller sins.
Yeah.
So the analogy is, you know, when you go into confession, whatever is the heaviest, whatever is the, you know, any mortal sin, anything that's the heaviest, the biggest sin, mm-hmm. make sure you confess that first.
Right.
And then follow with everything else.
Yeah.
I think that's very important.
And I think it's also very important that your kids see that mm-hmm. you are the first one to step up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even when it's, you know, you may not feel like it, but mm-hmm. to do it.
Right.
Right. Step up. Go to confession. Take them. Take the whole family as a group.
Yeah.
Make it an outing.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up, my dad always took us, we went once a month.
Right.
And that was something that, like, really stuck with me. But, you know, Ken, it was really funny whenever I kind of had my, not conversion, but, like, when I started falling deeper into the faith.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, the Lord makes it very clear of all your shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He kind of highlights, I mean, those are highlighted to you.
Right.
And so I started actually going more once a week.
Yeah.
And it was not because I was a great Catholic. It was because I was a bad Catholic.
Yeah,
and I started realizing all the stuff that I was doing wrong that I didn't realize up until that point.
Yeah, He was opening your eyes.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And so I encourage men, if you are, you know, just coming back into the faith, or you're kind of re-energizing into the faith, even if you don't feel like you should go to confession,
you should
go once, try once a week, try once every 2 weeks or once a month. If you haven't been, you know, the church mandates it once a year.
Once a year.
But, which is very loose.
I would find it hard to go once a month.
I'm just not that holy yet. I mean, I'm just not that great of a Catholic yet.
St. John Paul II went every week.
Yeah. So, I mean, so I think that's good steps to follow in.
Right.
So confession is definitely one, but the next one mm-hmm. I think is almost equally important. Not quite. I mean, you don't get the sanctifying grace maybe as much as confession, but the second one is almost, it's a must.
Yeah, it is a must. I mean, prayer.
Right.
Right. I mean, you can't even hope to finish the race
mm-hmm.
without prayer, because mm-hmm. that's part of our communication. That's part of our relationship with our Lord. And prayer is essential.
Right.
And not only, you know, I mean, we men schedule things we schedule all kinds of things, right?
Right.
Meetings and this and that. And we schedule golf games and we schedule this. But how many of us schedule time with our Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And I try.
And stick to it.
Stay committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's important, because we really need to keep committed.
Right.
Because we've got to keep our eye on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I am not keeping my eye on the prize is when I start floundering mm-hmm. and messing up and having all kinds. I fall face first in the dirt.
I'm the same way. As soon as I stop getting out of the routine,
yep.
that's when it seems like the devil just steps in and he sees that opening and
yep.
he attacks.
Yep.
One of the things that I do, and this is only because I am not good at keeping my daily prayer, is that I set an alarm on my phone at 3 p.m. For the Divine Mercy.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can't get all the way through the Divine Mercy, but at least it reminds me to stop for a second and remember that that's the holy hour that God himself incarnate came down and died for us that hour.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that I do only because – it's not because I'm holy. It's because I'm not holy. It's because
right.
I don't have.
Yeah.
I'm not good enough to remember Christ every single.
Right. Well,
you know,
I mean,
all the time.
We have, you know, smartphones and things like that. You know, put reminders on them for yourself.
Yeah.
I do that.
I mean, I do that all the time.
I do that all the time, because if I didn't, I get up and forget.
Yeah.
And
me
I
too.
Just go on through life and I be somewhere I don't want to be.
So not only individual prayer, but family prayer.
Absolutely.
So we have to make sure that we have scheduled family prayer.
Yeah. You know, as a man, you're responsible for your kids.
Yeah.
Not only their safety, physical safety, but their spiritual safety. Mm-hmm. And that's a manly thing to do, is protect your kids.
Right.
And I probably don't do it as often as well as I should, and I'm still a struggling man. But we all are.
Yeah.
Right? We all are.
Absolutely. And so we all have room for improvement.
Right.
A couple things that we can do. You bless your kids nightly.
Yep.
That's super easy.
Yep.
You know, it's a super easy thing to do. It's spiritual protection.
Yes,
another thing to start is, you know, prayer before meals.
Family prayer.
And then also, you were actually mentioning this, and this is kind of something that I'm going to do, is we have a big family rosary.
Yeah.
We have one of those big wall rosaries.
Big colored beads.
Yeah, you know, big color beads.
You have young boys still.
Right.
Right. My teenagers would not be so cool on it. But, you know, your young little boys, you know, give them that big,
big rosary,
big
and
rosary.
Whoever's in charge of that decade gets to hold the big rosary.
Yeah.
And so it gives them something like to look forward to that they're a part of. So anyway, that's something that we can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another thing, and I think that this is also almost equally important for men, is accountability.
Yeah.
I mean, we mentioned that, we kind of touched on it, but having accountability groups.
Yeah.
Okay, Ken, this is something that was, I mean, this is kind of your ministry for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But all men struggle with sins of the flesh.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just human. Men struggle with sins of the flesh.
Yeah.
And with the access of things on the internet and how easily accessible they are, it's just one of those things that if you give yourself a moment of not keeping your eye on the prize,
you're gone.
Yeah, the devil jumps in there quickly.
Right.
And so it's very important to have a set group of men that you have, that it's in a text group, it's in an email group, whatever it is.
Yep.
And if you're feeling a temptation
of
whatever it is, it doesn't even have to be sins of the flesh. It could be anger. It could be alcoholism. It could be
whatever your weakness,
whatever
is.
Your vice is that you struggle with.
Right.
To have a group together that says, hey, I'm struggling, I need prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't underestimate prayer.
You can't do this on your own.
No.
You can't do it alone.
No.
And you need the help of brothers.
Right.
We need
we're the
that.
Body that we're part of the body of the Christ.
Absolutely.
And so
Absolutely.
We have to help each other.
Yeah, we do.
I can't believe we're already over.
This has been went so fast.
Ken, thanks so much for being on the show. It's
Anytime.
Been a lot of fun.
Anytime.
So check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check us out on the podcast, iTunes, The Catholic Man Show. This has been an awesome show. I'm very grateful for Ken.
Thanks for inviting me, Adam.
Absolutely. And we're on the, let's cheers
to Jesus.
We're on the Lord's team, the winning side. Raise your glass.